Morning and welcome to morning prayer on Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2020. Let's take a deep breath, just looking for the matches here. Here we go. Yeah. My spiritual director was tickled pink to discover I was using her candle thing when I go to see her, which I will do today, actually. She always says, right, let's light a candle and be quiet for a few moments and focus on God. She was quite amazed to discover that I'd stolen it for the morning prayer. Anyway, plagiarise. So let's take a deep breath, focus on God, and Stephen's going to lead our service today. Thank you, Stephen.
The Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
In your resurrection, O Christ.
And let heaven and earth rejoice. Alleluia.
Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As once you ransomed your people from Egypt and led them to freedom in the promised land, so now you have delivered us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your risen Son. May we, the first fruits of your new creation, rejoice in this new day you have made and praise you for your mighty acts. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Yeah. Amen.
The night is past, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. And so, as we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen.
We now come to our readings, and Susan's going to do the Psalms, starting with Psalm 30.
You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. I will exhort you, O Lord, because you have raised me up and have not let my foes triumph over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you have healed me. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. You restored me to life among those who go down to the pit. Sing to the Lord, you servants of his. Give thanks to his holy name. For his wrath endures, but the twinkling of an eye, his favour for a lifetime. Heaviness may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. You, Lord, of your goodness, have made my hill so strong. Then you hid your face from me, and I was utterly dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cried. To the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you or declare your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. Therefore my heart sings to you without ceasing. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. You brought me up, O Lord, from the dead. Lord, you hide your face when we trust in ourselves. Strip us of false security and reclothe us in your praise, that we may know you as one who raises us from death, as you raised your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Psalm 147, starting at verse 13. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Sing praise to the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. for he has strengthened the bars of your gates and has blessed your children within you. He has established peace in your borders and satisfies you with finest wheat. He sends forth his command to the earth, and his word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool and scatters the hoarfrost like ashes. He casts down his hailstones like morsels of bread. Who can endure his frost? He sends forth his word and melts them. He blows with his wind and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments to Israel. He has not dealt so with any other nation. They do not know his laws. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. Compassionate God, as you know each star you have created, so you know the secrets of every heart. In your loving mercy, bring to your table all who are fearful and broken, all who are wounded and needy, that our hungers may be satisfied in the city of your peace, through Christ, who is our peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
This is now going to read our Old Testament reading, which is Numbers chapter 12.
While they were at Hazeroth, Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had indeed married a Cushite woman. And they said, "Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more so than anyone else on the face of the earth. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tent of meeting." So the three of them came out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud and stood at the entrance of the tent and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forward. And he said, "Hear my words. When there are prophets among you, I, the Lord, may make myself known to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. Not so with my servant Moses. He is entrusted with all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly, not in riddles, and he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. When the cloud went away from over the tent, Miriam had become leprous, as white as snow. And Aaron turned towards Miriam and saw that she was leprous. Then Aaron said to Moses, "Oh, my Lord, do not punish us for a sin that we've so foolishly committed. Do not let her be like one stillborn whose flesh is half consumed when it comes out of its mother's womb." And Moses cried to the Lord, "Oh, God, please heal her." But the Lord said to Moses, "If her father had but spat in her face, would she not bear her shame for 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp for 7 days, and after that she may be brought in again." So Miriam was shut out of the camp for 7 days, and the people didn't set out on the march until Miriam had been brought in again. After that, the people set out from Hazeroth and camped in the wilderness of Paran.
We're now going to read the Song of Moses and Miriam.
In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed. Alleluia.
I will sing to the Lord who has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song and has become my salvation. This is my God whom I will praise, the God of my forebears whom I will exalt. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Your right hand, O Lord, is glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. At the blast of your nostrils, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed. And by your invincible strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. You will bring them in and plant them, O Lord, in the sanctuary which your hands have established.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, now, and shall be forever.
Amen. In your unfailing love, O Lord, you lead the people whom you have redeemed. Alleluia.
Our New Testament reading is from Luke chapter 5, starting at verse 12, and Anne will read that for us.
Once, when he was in one of the cities, there was a man covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you choose, you can make me clean." Then Jesus stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I do choose. Be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he ordered him to tell no one. "Go," he said, "and show yourself to the priest, and as Moses commanded, make an offering for your cleansing, for a testimony to them." But now more than ever the word about Jesus spread abroad. Many crowds would gather to hear him and to be cured of their diseases. But he would withdraw to deserted places and pray. One day while he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting nearby. They had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was with him to heal. Just then some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a bed. They were trying to bring him in and lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down with his bed through the tiles into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, "Who is this who is speaking blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their questionings, he answered them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, stand up and take your bed and go to your home." Immediately, he stood up before them, took what he had been lying on, and went to his home, glorifying God. Amazement seized all of them, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen strange things today."
Death is swallowed up in victory.
Where, O death, is your sting?
Christ is risen from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
Death is swallowed up in victory.
The trumpet will sound and the dead shall be raised.
Where, O death, is your sting?
We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed.
Death is swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your sting?
We're now going to say the Benedictus, and then we'll start.
The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servants David. Through his holy prophets, God promised of old to save us from our enemies.
Oh dear. We seem to have lost Stephen.
Want to carry on?
Yeah. Yes. Shall I just... Do you want to, Susan? Go on.
Free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by forgiveness of all their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in the shadow, in the darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
And to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen from the tomb, who for our sakes hung upon the tree. Alleluia. We went on without you, Stephen, and we've reached the prayers. Let's pray together. Good to have you back. Lord, there are many stories in the news, many tragedies unfold, and the newspapers seem to delight in picking up the most emotive of these. I just want to give us a moment at the beginning of our prayers to remember anyone who's particularly stuck out in those stories, any individuals, any stories that have stuck in our minds and our hearts, let's just remember them before the Lord and bring them to him, knowing that he can uphold in those situations his mercy, his truth, his justice. Father, we bring to you the many people we've seen on our television screens over the past few weeks, the tragedies, the comedies, the humour, the good turns, and the general awfulness of hard work and situations in hospitals and with this virus. Well, we bring to you all these people. We can't solve their problems, but we know you can be there in them, in those stories with them. And we ask your blessing on each of those and your healing hand on those we've read about or heard about. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, thank you for our church of St. John the Baptist and its people. Fill us with your Holy Spirit so that our church may flourish. Help us to see you in everyone we meet and to fill our lives with your praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Archbishop's prayer for hospital staff, care home staff and medical researchers. Gracious God, give skill, sympathy and resilience to all who are caring for the sick and your wisdom to those searching for a cure. Strengthen them with your spirit that through their work many will be restored to health. And we particularly think of those who will be starting trials of drugs and trials of all sorts of preventative measures. And we just pray, Lord, for your protection on those who step forward to try those things. And we pray, Lord, that a cure will be found soon. In Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm. And prayer for medical staff. Our Father, we pray for all our hospital workers, doctors, nurses, cleaners, dinner ladies, porters, care home workers, and all other medical staff. Be with them and protect them from getting infected, please, Lord. Give them also the right protective kit, drugs and supplies that they need. Give them also resilience to make good decisions and to be emotionally supportive for their patients and the families who cannot be there. Lord, protect them from trauma and help them to put down what they've seen and heard and to leave it behind so that they're fresh each day. Help them to sleep well. Please also protect their families from getting infected. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer for people finding lockdown difficult. Lord Jesus, we pray for those for whom lockdown is especially difficult. Remember the homeless, those with special needs, those with mental health issues, the anxious, those living with abusers, those on courses of treatment, battling big illnesses like cancer, those living with alcoholics and others with drug addictions, those who rely on regular hospital procedures like dialysis, and all those for whom this time is very difficult. Lord, we also pray for those not knowing how they're going to get back to work, for whom transport or social distancing is perhaps very difficult. And we pray for them. Pray for those who have children who would still need childcare and who perhaps have employers who now want them back at work. And we pray for employers that they make good decisions about social distancing and don't rush and pressure their workers back where the workers don't feel safe. Lord, we ask you to sustain and support each one of these through this time. Keep them safe in your loving arms. Help them, protect them, and keep them safe by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And a children's prayer for the day ahead. Help me to hear you today, to hear your joy in the birds' songs, to hear your heart in the chattery voices, to hear your voice in the quiet. Help me to hear you today, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for those in hospital, for those in care homes, and for the sick. Heal them, Lord. We pray for those, it's hard to imagine 500 or 600 a day, Lord, but we pray for those who will die today without their families and friends around them to say goodbye. And we pray for those bereaved by the virus, 50,000 in the last month. So difficult to imagine these numbers, Lord, but each of them is someone that you know by name, and you know how many hairs there are on their heads. Lord, we pray that the bereaved will find good ways to process their grief and to find the support they need. Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of God give you renewed hope and wisdom. May you find the strength you already carry within you to be enough. May the grace of God be sufficient. May you find a deep breath when the air around you is thin. May you grow in compassion in all these days. May you love well, not in spite of these anxious times, but because of them.
Now we say the collect. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that, as by your grace going before us, you put into our minds good desires, so by your continual help we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And so we say together the Lord's Prayer in the modern form, rejoicing in God's new creation, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come,
your will be done, on earth as in heaven.
Give us yesterday our daily bread.
Give us our sins,
as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into
temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
Kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Now and forever.
Amen.
May the risen Christ grant us the joys of eternal life.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you, Stephen. Have a great day.